Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every Wednesday morning, today being no exception, at 8:15, we're joined by Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, and a consultant to numerous departments. You'll see him pop up on TV every now and then on national TV as a noted expert on crime fighting. How you doing, Ronald?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you today?
I am okay. Let's talk about, since Newell made some news with this yesterday, about facial recognition and the new mayoral candidates or whoever the new mayor is going to be. Talk about not necessarily the mayoral candidates, but just facial recognition technology and where it stands nationwide with fighting crime, et cetera.
Well, it's important to remember that facial recognition is like DNA. It takes a while to determine if it's going to work over time. Mm-hmm. Fingerprints, it took some time over the arc of history to work. So facial recognition, when it first hit, had some algorithm problems that did produce some bias responses, particularly towards African Americans, was well published. But that's about 5 years ago now, maybe even closer to eight. So I think around the world, the algorithms, if it were, have been repaired such that that's not the issue as much as it was. Secondly, facial recognition, Tommy, is like DNA. It's like fingerprints. It's a piece of evidence that helps to identify identity. It doesn't identify motive. So when the left, the ACLU, gets concerned that people would be arrested by a facial recognition alone, that means a judge would have had to agree to that. Police officers can't get warrants or maintain arrest unless they have a full probable cause process. And the identification is important, but my DNA could be in your laboratory right now. It doesn't mean I did anything wrong. It just means I was there. My face could show up on your camera outside your house and facial recognition identifies it as me. That doesn't mean I did anything wrong. Third and finally, I fly a lot. And facial recognition being used by TSA is absolutely foundational in moving millions of people through the airports. And I think, bottom line, the concern about the science behind it has been alleviated over time. And as you all know on the audience, as everybody knows, the FBI used facial recognition to identify faces in January 6th. It's a great tool for large spaces. Polling data tends to suggest that people support facial recognition to be used at like a big concert venue or a big venue where it could help reduce the number of people who should not be interrogated by the police, period.
So this can exonerate people or clear people as well, right?
Tommy, that's the thing I talk about all the time. DNA did not become successful in the public mind or in the prosecutor's success until it was proven that DNA was releasing people from prison. Can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. Same thing with facial recognition. Why should we interview Tommy and disrupt his life and make him feel like he's subject to government?
I don't have that much going on,
but it's not him.
I don't have that much going on, but I understand the point you're making. Sometimes I would welcome.
I don't think that the arguing parties on this give enough credibility to the very important point you raised. Why have police interviewing Bobby when Bobby had nothing to do with it, his face is so different. So, yes, I think over time it's going to work out. I think it's a mistake not to use it. And then just put some good guardrails around it to make sure the police are only using it for identification purposes to build a case.
I'm not trying to be stupid here because, you know, I can be stupid without trying. But I know when it comes to television, people with darker skin tones have to be lit differently than people with lighter skin tones. And along those lines, considering this is on camera, I wonder if people with darker skin tones, if it's a function of lighting as well, and if we made any improvements as far as that goes.
I'm not sure that that was the issue that I understood. They use mathematic equations to different non-moving parts of your face. Mm-hmm. That's like your Apple phone. People use their Apple phone every day. Mm-hmm. So it's different parts. It's mathematic equations. Lighting may or may not affect it. I think what happened with the original algorithms is there was bias in the system and it needed to be corrected. And I understand from some independent work that I've read about that that bias has been corrected. So if anything can be used to identify, which means limiting the number of people who need to be confronted by the police, that's a good thing for public safety. That's a good thing for police and community relationships as well, just like DNA is. I don't go to your house if I got DNA that says it wasn't you.
You do come to my house to return the Tupperware, which I greatly appreciate. Ronald Surpass,
well,
I guess.
Well, we do have to practice our 6'10 dancer steps where you are on my shoulders. I've been trying to get a little stronger.
Yeah, that's right. The 6'10 dancer steps with me on Ronald Surpass's shoulders. That would be something to see at our ages. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. Your knees would look up and say, one of y'all has to get off. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Chief Ronald Surpass as we talk about crime, as we do every Wednesday morning. Chief, you know, there's an old thing, when a man bites a dog, now that's news, right? So instead of you putting me on your shoulders for the 6'10 stompers, how about if I put you on my shoulders?
Well, then nobody would know I was any taller.
Right, well, exactly, and your feet would drag the ground, and it would be like an illusion. Let's talk about, as we talk about facial recognition, that's a tool to help the police, but when it comes to staffing an NOPD, it seems like lately we've had a little spike in carjackings and maybe violent crime. I don't know if that's a relation to the number of NOPD officers or not. Do we still know what the right number of officers is when it comes to staffing?
They don't have the first clue, Tommy. They don't have the first clue. The last time a third-party expert assessed the number of officers needed to answer calls for service, deal with administrative demands, respond to proactive getting in the neighborhoods was around 2013, 2014, and it essentially said about 380, 400 people in patrol. There are companies that do this all over the country for the federal government, for consent decrees, and the question is this. The next mayor, to level set the discussion so people can all be on the same page, would be very well advised to hire one of these companies, not me, hire some very well-known people who will come in and say, guess what? You've been saying you need 1,200. The cops are at 900. They feel demoralized every day because they're so far behind the ball. What if it turned out you needed 1,115? Mm-hmm. Get some number that the political class can agree to, the business world can agree to, the police can agree to, and then recruit and retain to that number. This notion that they just pull a number out of the sky is so common in cities across America. It's the worst possible way to establish what the size of a police department is. And the techniques and the knowledge and the expertise and the agreement of federal courts and how these practices of staffing and deployment can be done is long settled history. So get a status of what do we really need, because what happens for a police department like New Orleans, they say they need 1,200 or 1,100. They're at 900. One thing is they burn through all that overtime, which is currently an issue right now that needs to be considered. But secondly, Tommy, it means that nobody really knows what the number is. So when crime goes up, was it because we didn't have enough police? When crime goes down, the same number of officers that are supposed to be 300 short are doing a great job in the community's mind. Why wouldn't they say, well, they must not need any more police. Crime's going down. They're celebrating crime's going down. Finally, I wrote an article for the Times-Picayune a couple weeks ago, a guest column that suggested people perceive crime from friends, families, and neighbors. They don't get it from government data. They don't get it from the FBI crime report, which is about half wrong. So until one of these mayor's candidates says, we're going to nail down what the number is of cops, you're going to keep being a pinball machine, just bouncing from one void sign to the next one. You're just going to keep bouncing back and forth, and it's horrible for the morale of the police department. It's horrible for the feeling of the city.
Let me talk about morale when it comes to overtime. in the radio business, they have remote broadcasts, and people pick up extra income doing that. And there can be, on the FM side, some competition as it relates to that with the music brands. But when it comes to police officers, do they compete for overtime, or is there plenty for everybody to go around? And if they hire more officers, that means less overtime, less pay. Would that be something that would increase morale or hurt it?
Well, overtime will exhaust the department to the point of not being able to function. Overtime is very important, and it's necessary, and it needs to be managed very well. But you can't live on overtime. The analogy would be, would you want to go to a physician who was going to opt?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Operate you on his 360th day of working 16 hours a day without a day off. Would you want that physician operating on your child? Probably not.
Even if the physician wanted to work it. Even if the physician wanted to work it, you're saying it's not in their best interest.
No, and I'm not against overtime, but you can't run an agency on overtime because you will exhaust it.
And finally, how do you know what the right number of officers is? How do you determine, I don't want you to disclose any proprietary information, not that you would, but how do you know what you don't have?
I don't want them to hire my company. They can hire companies associated around the topic. Here's the thing. You look at how many calls are coming in, how long they take, how many officers are showing up, how much time people have off because of vacation, training, et cetera. It's very simple to do now. And it's a third-party authenticator who says, hey, we looked at the numbers. We just did this in one of the biggest cities in the police in the country, Tommy. We just finished a project like this in one of the biggest cities in the country, and we were able to help them get past. Well, 20 years ago, we used to have this number of people. We must be short. And the workload demonstrated they were actually spot on and had 40% of their day available to interact with the community in a positive, nurturing, and support-building way. That was groundbreaking for the city council, the mayor, and the police department to say, well, wait, maybe we need to focus on how we're doing with what we got.
Managing,
the LPD hasn't done this in 11 years.
Managing what you have, right?
Yep.
All
what
right.
gets measured gets managed, right? What gets measured gets managed. And it's not fair to Chief Kirkpatrick. It's not fair to the men and women of the police department for them to have this number over their head that was a budget number from 5 years ago to say that's what we ought to be. Just go figure it out. It's easy. It's done all over the country every day.
All right, let's hope somebody does. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News. Minute late. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Thank you, Ian. We go to Jeff Dorson, Executive Director of the Louisiana Humane Society. How you doing, Jeff?
Tommy, a shout out to you. I think you've been interviewing me off and on for about 20 years. Is that about right?
About that. It's been a while, yeah. How you doing, Jeff? What's going
I'm
on?
I'm doing really well. Well, thank you for always reaching out. We launched a fun new program called Hashtag Be Kind to Animals 30-Day Challenge, during which we're just asking people to do a random act of kindness to any animal they come upon and tell us about it. And it's been a lot of fun, Tommy. People have been sharing what they've been doing, planning to do, and we're really overjoyed with how many people are participating.
Tell me what it is exactly that you want people to do.
Do really anything that comes to mind. Put out a bird feeder. Spay and neuter that stray cat that's in your neighborhood. Deliver supplies to your local shelter. Volunteer with a rescue group. The list is endless, but it's really fun because you start to think, well, what is it that I can do? Move that turtle from away from the highway. You know, those little things add up, especially if we start to multiply the number of people doing it. We just think it's a nice way to give back to the earth and its creatures, and it makes us aware of who we're sharing the planet with.
What are you seeing so far, Jeff?
A lot of bird feeders. Mm-hmm. It's fun, easy, and then they get to enjoy what they're doing. A couple people are helping horses. They delivered hay to a stable that needed help. They've gone to their local shelter that they didn't even know existed. So it's been a really nice exercise, and it helps us because we're a cruelty investigation group. So my inbox is always full of people being mean to animals. So I thought I would start a campaign of I get to see where people are being nice to animals. And it's really helping our group, you know, lift our spirits and camaraderie with new people that we didn't know were out there because we're on social media a lot. So it's been a fun program.
Yeah, along those lines, how do people get involved or share whatever it is they're doing?
We're on social media. So under my name, Jeff Dorson, or the group Humane Society of Louisiana, we're all over TikTok, Instagram, you name it. We're trying to share it. And people are responding. And it's just, Tommy, it's been fun. In fact, I challenge you within the next couple of days, do something nice for an animal that you see and share it on your show. See what happens.
Well, you know, there are a couple of squirrels in the backyard. I've been thinking about helping them with their nuts because they seem as though they're having a hard time with the pecans that are falling from the trees. And I thought that maybe I'd shell them, but I guess they can get through that. We'll figure out what we're going to do. It's hashtag Be Kind Animals 30-Day Challenge. Jeff, real quick, talk about the importance of spaying and neutering, please.
Oh, please, yes, we're in a crisis and have been for over a year. We get calls daily, people not able to afford, so they have litters, they can't find homes, they dump them in the streets and in the woods. Please spay and neuter. Go to our website, Humane Society of Louisiana. We have a list of spay-neuter providers, low cost.
And it's hashtag what to share the 30-day thing?
Hashtag Be Kind to Animals 30-Day Challenge. Everybody's invited to participate. Do one random act of kindness within the next few days and tell us about it.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you. I think it's a great idea to do something positive. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Jeff Dorson, Executive Director of Louisiana Humane Society. We'll talk pelicans when we come back. 843, 17 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. 847, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Jake Madison, host of Locked on Pelicans, as the Pelicans begin their training camp. How you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
How much of a new page is this that we're turning for the Pelicans?
It feels like a big one. From talking to the players and coaches in front office yesterday, you really feel like a breath of fresh air is in the building right now, and Joe Dumars just approaching things differently than his predecessor, David Griffin, did. Every single player, whether it was in one-on-one interviews or to the media at large, spoke about just a different culture, a different feeling in the building about how they are approaching things. And the Pelicans, who've kind of been stuck in the same results for a while, you know, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing, expecting different results, feel like they're doing things differently. And I think that's what this organization needed right now, a little bit of a shakeup. So it definitely feels like the dawn of a new day, start of a new era, whatever cliche you want to use. But that definitely was kind of permeating through the building yesterday.
Let's talk about Zion. Everybody wants to. What do you look like?
You know, you hear with Zion, he always wins the press conference. He always says the correct thing. And in this interview yesterday,
that is an awesome expression, Jake. He always wins a press conference. He does. He always wins the press conference. Go ahead.
You know, so he said he feels like he hasn't felt like this since college. He's been working out differently. He's been doing things differently. And he said, and I love this quote, "It feels good to feel good," which is what you've kind of wanted to hear him say for a while. And then you realize it's just the press conference, right? And on ESPN, they were even saying, like, this is all words. Actions need to back it up. Mm-hmm. So while people hear him saying all of the correct things, that he's connecting with Joe Dumars, he's willing to sacrifice and do whatever the team needs to do. He wants the leadership, the responsibility. He wants to be held accountable in a way that I guess he's feeling he wasn't held accountable before. It's all words till there's actions behind it. And I get why people are maybe a little bit hesitant to kind of buy into Zion Williamson. But I also do think there were actions behind it. When you saw him, he physically looked different. This is easily the best shape he's come into training camp with. He's looked good before, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't necessarily been in game shape. You've seen the conditioning hasn't been there, whether it's in some preseason games or the opening couple of games of the season. And it's usually around the middle of the season when he starts to look like himself, even if he's a good basketball player and at times a dominant basketball player before that. But he just physically looks different in a way that we haven't seen before. And when you tie that into the way he ended the season, when he came back from that hamstring injury last year, he looked to be in the best shape of his career. He was playing the best basketball of his career. And more importantly, he was committed on the defensive side of the ball. When you see guys bought in like that, it definitely does signal a shift in their mental state, how they're approaching things. You know, the end of last season combined with how he's looking right now and the connection with Joe Dumars, who's running the team, that's kind of changed my opinion from cautiously optimistic to a little bit hyped, to be truthful with you here. But it does feel like maybe finally in year seven, things are going to be different with him.
You know, I could be making stuff up in my head, but it seems as though I could create a scenario where Joe Dumars is exactly what Zion Williamson needed.
You know, he even said that, right? You know, I think sometimes people forget that these are NBA players kind of living in a different realm, a different world than we all are. And one of the things you're seeing across the NBA is head coaches who were players, Willie Green being one of them, others around the league who have had some playing experience are succeeding because they're able to connect with those players because they have shared experiences. They're all kind of part of the same brotherhood of guys that played in the NBA and lived that life. Joe Dumars is exactly the same way. You know, this is a man who won two NBA titles as part of the Bad Boy Pistons, a legendary team. You know, this is someone who's an NBA Hall of Famer. He's been an All-Star, all of that. That's someone that Zion can relate to a little bit better than others, let's say, I think. And Zion, even on the stage yesterday, was saying, you know, there's times when he'd be having a one-on-one conversation with Joe Dumars and was almost a little bit starstruck, being like, this is Joe Dumars. That this is the guy that I, you know, grew up watching or, you know, wanted to play like and kind of be like. And so to have that connection, I think that's a really important thing. A lot's been made about that draft night trade of trading away next year's first round pick for Derek Queen and some of the other moves that Joe Dumars has made. And when you look around the national media, they're lambasting the Pelicans. There's no way to sugarcoat that. But none of that matters if Joe Dumars can get Zion Williamson to be the best version of Zion Williamson. If he gets the most out of Zion and gets Zion bought in a way that he never has been before, nothing else is truly going to be more important than that. And so it seems like we're already on the right path for that. It's still early in the process. There's ways we could easily be let down by all of this. But things seem to be moving in the right direction. And no matter what you think of the Joe Dumars hire, the other moves, as he gets through to Zion, that was a good pick.
Let's talk about some injured players coming back. Trey Murphy and Herb Jones.
I talked with both of them yesterday. They are both fully good to go. They're both excited for the season. They've been in scrimmaging, full contact, practicing for a while. There's going to be some rust they need to shake off. Trey Murphy said for a while he wasn't allowed to shoot three-pointers as he rehabbed the shoulder injury. Same thing for Herb Jones. So the shooting, you know, form and rhythm is going to need to come back a little bit, but that's what training camp, preseason, the first couple of games of the season are for. I expect both of them will be just fine going forward. And both of them even said, while it's not ideal circumstances, sometimes just having that injury that forces you to let your body rest and recover in a way that you don't normally get to do can be really beneficial. Herb Jones said this was the first offseason since he was in like eighth grade that he wasn't just only focused on basketball, and maybe that's exactly what they needed.
Do we have any timeline on DeJounte Murray? I was at the Celtics game when he got hurt. That was a quiet kind of injury. I had no earthly idea it was as serious as it was.
You know, nothing yet. He is doing two-a-days right now. He's rehabbing really, really well. Players can come back from these ACL injuries a whole lot quicker than they used to be able to do with, you know, modern science, modern medicine. So there's no date for him yet, but the fact that he is doing as much work as he's doing, as much activity as he's doing, makes you feel that he's going to be on the earlier end of the usual timeline for that injury. It might be towards the end of 2025, sometime in December or early January. I think that would be the earliest that we would see him, but he's definitely seems like he will be playing for a significant portion of this season.
They're saying, I think 30 games is a line. Projected wins, what do you think? Over, under?
You know, it depends on how you feel about Zion Williamson. I think that line is very low. I understand why people, you know, national folks don't buy into Zion Williamson just yet. 30 games last year, he's just not proven it with the health. He's the most important player on the team. But I do think that underrates guys like Jordan Poole, who they brought in, who has been a very, very good player in this league. Trey Murphy's poised to take a leap, I think. You know, the rookies, they have very high expectations for them in Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen. You know, the West is tough. It's going to be tough to just be a lock of a play-in team in the top six. But the play-in tournament or the seventh and eighth seed, I think, is realistic for New Orleans if health goes their way. And maybe because they've had so much bad injury luck in the past, it's due to go their way this season. So I think it's going to be above 30 wins. I look at them as like a slightly above 500 team on the high end.
Thank you, Jake. Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. I'm going with my Joe Dumars, Zion Williamson mentorship scenario, and I think they're going to do better than people think. We'll take a break, come back, 8:55, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.